Steve, if you would, tell me a little bit about Drake & Company and what your involvement there, first of all.
We're an accredited association management company, which means we're the staff and headquarters for National Group. So we're the staff for the National Christmas Tree Association, for Alpha Zeta, for the American Academy on Communication and Healthcare, etc. And then, of course, one is a Country Living Association.
Right. Sounds like a pretty diverse type of organizations that you work with, too, right?
Oh, it is. It's across the board from docs to cows to Christmas tree growers.
Well, that, I'm sure, keeps you on your toes and doing a lot of research and keeping up with things. But the way you do that, if I understand this correctly, what you said, you have for each of these client organizations then people who essentially are their staff or work, I don't know if exclusively, but on their organization then.
Yes, that's correct. And it depends a little on the client. Nobody, you know, yeah. They may not need a full-time meeting planner or a full-time public relations person or a full-time membership person. So sort of like I always say, it's like a jigsaw puzzle trying to figure out which pieces. But each client has its own executive director. Most are full-time, but not all. So they might be an executive director one client and doing something else for a different client. So that's how that's one of the advantages of it, because as we work with various groups, they may not be able to afford or even efficiently afford a full-time person.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a very interesting business model, and it just makes a lot of sense for a lot of these associations. When we look at the Country Living Association then, and we're here at the Outlook Conference for the organization that's putting on, tell me just a little bit about how this came to be, because I think it kind of started with you taking over the management of that, right?
Yes, we had been looking at trends, and one of the trends we saw was this increase in people that were living in the country more as a lifestyle than as a commercial farmer. And it happened, we got together with Teresa Heinrichs, who had sort of the same thoughts, and she said, well, I'm thinking about starting one, and would you manage the organization and be that staff and headquarters? So that's how we worked together, and as a team with Courtney Euskas as our executive director, have helped try to build the organization from scratch.
Yeah. Well, tell me a little bit about where it's come in the time that you've had it. I mean, where are we now from that very beginning?
Well, you know, we launched it in January 1st of 07, and we have a little over 11,000 members, so it's really fast growth. We have some great corporate sponsors that are helping along the way, and I think really everybody's sort of looking at this market, trying to figure out how do we serve the folks that are living in the country, some of whom still live in the city and are doing it on the weekend, some of whom are living there but still go commuting in town. So it's a very interesting market. I felt for 4 or 5 years there's probably a need for an association to bring this group together, and that's what Country Living Association is all about.
So how do you reach out and find those people to get them to become members?
That's been one of the challenges, is who are they, where are they, and how many are there? You know, I've seen numbers from 2 million to 20 million. And we're doing it through our partners with, like, for example, Deer and TSC Stores and others who have people, and they're offering a complimentary membership that first year to get people to join. And then we're, you know, through promotion and publicity and the website, as we get more known and doing more activities, that's one of the reasons for the profit or the clinics out in a local area. So it's a combination of things, and hopefully what you eventually reach this critical mass where it just sort of moves on its own.
So what are you going to do when you got not 11,000 but maybe a couple million members?
I don't know if we'll get that big, but you know, if we find the right fill of needs for this market, then it will grow, and mm-hmm. that's one of our challenges, is to make sure we find what it is they want, what they need, and fill that need, and then that'd be a wonderful experience. That, you know, if you think about it, that would be bringing together these people who live in the country, a lot of whom are first time living in the country, so they don't know mm-hmm. about building a fence or barns or common courtesies along the roadways or whatever. So I think if we really grow that fast, it says, wow, we hit it, we're creating value.
Well, 11,000 just seems like a big number to me to start with, but then I belong to some professional organizations that are anywhere from 150 to maybe 1,500 too, but it looks to me, and the more I kind of learn about Country Living Association and this whole issue of reaching country living people, for lack of a better term to call them, that your organization itself and what you're doing in terms of your member communication provides an opportunity for marketers and others, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's looking at this market and how they service it, and Country Living Association becomes another vehicle as we and our partners serve that market and meet those needs of those folks living in the country. Then it's a great partnership. So it does become a vehicle, and that's why the sponsors have come on board, is they see this as just another avenue to try to reach those that live in the country and provide those services and benefits to.
Well, tell me anything else that you might want people to know about this particular association that you're managing that we didn't touch on?
We've pretty well covered it. You know, it's a great new group. We're looking for people and ideas. If people say, you know, here's something I need, we'd love them to get a hold of the Country Living Association and say, here's something I think you ought to offer.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Steve Drake, with Drake & Company, talking about the Country Living Association here at their Outlook Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.